In his Memorial Day weekend radio address today, President Bush called for a rededication to the cause of freedom in Iraq and Afghanistan, where he said millions have shown their desire to be free.
We're determined to help them secure their liberty. Our troops are helping them build democracies that respect the rights of their people, uphold the rule of law, and fight extremists alongside America in the war on terror.
The president's handling of the war in Iraq continues to generate opposition in Congress, including from members of his own party. For one, Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska has spoken out forcefully against the war. Yesterday, he was one of two Republicans who voted to release an intelligence document that revealed new details about warnings the Bush administration had before the Iraq invasion, including the danger of sectarian violence. Hagel's actions have fueled speculation that he may be planning an independent bid for the White House next year. But Nebraska Public Radio's Martin Wells reports that may be costing him support back home.
Senator Chuck Hagel is not shy about taking on the Bush administration over the war in Iraq. Here is the decorated Vietnam War veteran during a recent appearance on CBS's Face the Nation.
This is a civil, sectarian war. Yes, Al-Qaeda's there. Yes, terrorists are there. But they are not the predominant aspect of this. And I'm really sorry to see some of the administration continue to say that this is the front on terrorism, this war. It's not.
Although Nebraska is a mostly Republican state, it hasn't voted for a Democratic presidential candidate since 1964, people here pride themselves on their independence. But when it comes to criticizing President Bush's policies, that's a different story.
I am a little disgruntled, I guess, on his speaking against the president.
Lois Schaefer's views are typical of many Nebraska Republicans. The former small-town mayor does not take kindly to her senator's opposition to the policies of the commander-in-chief.
None of us agree with the president all the time, but nevertheless, he's our president. So I do get a little unhappy with Chuck.
Schaefer isn't the only one who's unhappy. Hagel has been called a defector, and worse, by many Republicans. For the longest time, it was just griping. Now it may be something different. State Attorney General John Bruning recently said he's strongly considering a run for the Senate in 2008, whether or not Hagel seeks re-election.
It's pretty clear Nebraska voters understand Senator Hagel is voting with the Democratic Party on the issue that they feel is most important at this time, which is the Iraq War, and that's troubling to them. And not only is he voting with the Democrats, he's been relentless in his criticism of the president.
But not every Nebraska Republican thinks that criticism is a bad thing. Jerry Wiggle voted for Hagel in the last election and says he'd vote for him again. Wiggle says Hagel is doing the right thing.
I'm glad that he's raising these questions. And, you know, Chuck was raising these questions before we ever took military steps in Iraq. So I think he's continuing to raise those questions. And he's been there a few times. He knows what's happening on the ground there. And I believe what he is telling us, that things are not getting any better.
If Hagel decides to seek re-election, how vulnerable would he be? Not very, according to University of Nebraska political scientist John Comer.
I'm sure the hardcore Republicans are less enamored with him now than they were when he first burst upon the political scene. But I think he's drawn some Democrats, and you know, how they would vote in a general election, of course, remains to be seen. But certainly he's attracted to a large chunk of what we refer to as the independent voters.
One indicator of Hagel's reelection chances is his ability to raise money. A recent fundraiser in Omaha with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell brought in over $125,000. That would seem to indicate Hagel's views on the war and differences with the president have not changed the importance party leaders have put on his reelection. For NPR News, I'm Martin Wells in Lincoln, Nebraska.